The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
2 hour 2 of the Sons of Liberty got Bradley Keene. Jake McMillan is on vacation, which he so richly deserves, which in fact he really does. And aside of that, I decided to stay home and keep my feet on the rock and keep rolling forward and maintain the sail through these stormy waters in which America is in right now. Folks, you know, a little bit of a side note. Do you realize that what America is tolerating today? Do you friends realize that when you go to the veteran memorials all across the country, you can go out to any one of them, Arlington Cemetery, whatever state in which you live. Do you know that they actually fought, bled, and died ratifying the laws of our land, namely the Constitution of the United States, against the ideology that America tolerates today? What you're dealing with in this country right now through this administration, our boys and our women died fighting against this. I was just sharing right before the break that you're inundated with misinformation constantly from this administration. You're being inundated with crime constantly and injustice constantly and misinformation constantly from this administration with the help of the state-run media. Case in point, they like to tell you that you're a democracy when in fact you are not a democracy. I said right before the break, James Madison said, democracy is the most vile form of government. John Adams said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and then murders itself. That's exactly what's happening today. And who would have knew better than our forefathers? They were fighting off a tyrant named King George. Again, the third president, Thomas Jefferson, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule where 51% of the people may take away the rights. God gave you rights, friends. Don't ever forget that. Of the other 49, said Thomas Jefferson. Democracy is what the people want. This is what you're seeing today. None of it's based off of law anywhere in any sense of the word, friends. It's off of what they want. The homosexuals, they want to be liberated. To do what? Commit more crime, sure. Or the abortionists, no, this is all choice, this is all choice. When in fact it has nothing to do with choice. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Democracy is based off of what the people want. Republic is based off of principle, God's principle, Exodus 18:21. I'm going to go to the Constitution right now. I'd also brought up the point that this man in office, if you want to call him that, calls himself a constitutional scholar. I was reading the Constitution this last week and the Declaration of Independence. I want to honor what our veterans fought, bled, and died for. I want to live for what they died for, friends. That's why I read the Bible all the time, too. I want to live for what Christ died for. And I would do nothing to desecrate their memory in any sense of the word. The Constitution of the United States, Article 4, Section 4, states, quote, unquote, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislator, the lawmakers, or of the executive when the legislatures cannot be convened against domestic violence. Did you hear what I just said? The United States shall guarantee to every state in our union. By the way, friends, this is why you have 50 states in our union right now talking secession. Because they know that they're being invaded through the voice of those that believe that we're a democracy when in fact we are not. Listen again. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. Law, friends. And shall protect each of them against invasion. Against who? And on application of the legislature,
the lawmakers, or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened, brought together, against domestic violence. That means in your backyard. I love this train of thought. I really do. You know, I love this train of thought because I really love my country. I'm really thankful for what has been given unto me, friends. Very much. One of the things that government established in 1913 to divide the people was to bring about a democratic form of government and a republican form of government. What you need to be like is just like I am. Just like Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, when he said he's not an aristocrat and he's not a Democrat, he's not a Republican, I'm a Christocrat. That's who we are. That's why during the Revolution the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. We were all Christocrats. But back to my point, when they talk about democracy and they talk about Republican, you know, isn't it interesting that the American people for some reason are under the illusion, an illusion it is, that when the Democrats are in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And when the Republicans are in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Really? Wow. You know, that's an old method. This is methodology, friends. What you do is, the way that you conquer is you divide. Doesn't anybody out there often wonder why they talk about the Democrats and the Republicans? Those people that are talking about the Democrats and the Republicans, they are useful idiots that have not read the Constitution. And I'll tell you why they haven't read the Constitution, because they're not thankful for the sacrifice given on their behalf, or they did it inadvertently. Those I'll excuse. But don't stay stuck on stupid. Read the Constitution. Folks, you have one Constitution. You don't have two. And when I read Article 4, Section 4, it said, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. Exodus 18:21. Now, it's interesting that a union of a republican form of government that God established, every preamble in our union starts out acknowledging God Almighty. Isn't that interesting? John Adams said about this two-party system, he said this, the second president of the United States, he said, there is nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders and converting measures in opposition to each other. But, friends, here's the deception. Here's the deception. The deception is that the agenda goes forward and both sides lose. And the only reason that you have Republicans playing the game and Democrats playing the game is because they're a part of the game. They're not serving you. They're serving themselves and they're serving special interests. We have a Republican form of government, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. And we do not have two parties, friends, or three parties or four parties. When that began to take course in the United States of America, then what ensued closely behind was division. What's dividing us? Politics, the science of government. But if we went back to science, science is the study of creation. If we would have listened to our Creator in the first place, we wouldn't have division. I'll be right back. I'm going to continue down this vein. I'm going to talk about the rest of my message, republic versus democracy and dictatorship. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I hope you're beginning to understand why I go after the people that are continuously inundating the American people with what the problems are. Because once we go back to the foundations of who we are, therein lies the problem. And really what it comes down to, friends, when they divert from the Constitution and the laws of the Constitution of the United States, then we enforce the laws against those that would violate the Republican form of government. But instead of doing that, they talk about all the branches on the tree, and what I'm doing is I'm simply laying an axe to the root of the tree. I want to drop the whole tree, because we don't need to talk about all these problems that we're being inundated with 24/7. If we were to go back, let's say just this administration, to the very first week that this administration, after his inauguration, if we would just go back to the very first week of his presence in the White House, and we took what he did within the first week of his administration, folks, he should have been impeached the very first week because he was violent. And, folks, we can go back to Bush. We can go back to almost every president in modern history and just say, you know what, you violated the Constitution. You broke the laws of the land. You're impeached. See, what's happened is the American people have tolerated their violations against who we are as a people. And again, when we go back to justice, which is the guardian of liberty, we just enforce the laws of the land against those administrations that have violated the laws of our Constitution, and then all the problems are over with. It's really that simple. It really is. And I think that's the problem, is it's too simple. We have all this crime in government today, friends. And again, we cannot blame anybody else but ourselves because we have tolerated their crimes against us. But see, what happens once you begin to understand the foundations of who we are, then you begin to see who's doing the violating. It's that simple. And then you, after you read the Constitution and the Word of God, you're going to find out who's lying to you. I don't need to have a show every day just talking about how you're being lied to here and how you're being lied to here. No, we need a justice system within this country that will enforce the laws of the land against crime. But friends, we're losing that as well. And let me tell you this, it's not just the politicians we need to deal with, friends, it's the judges as well. When you go back and the Bible, you can see that God would reestablish judges to preserve a nation. Because politicians can do nothing outside of the law unless the judges locally and nationally allow them to do it. And who do the judges work for? The judges work for me and you, friends. They derive their just privileges from the consent of the governed. That's where. It's not outside of that. Folks, special interests that everybody complains about? Well, when we hold the politicians or the statespeople's feet to the fire, they can do no more than what we allow them to do. So for us to blame the politician or this administration or bad judges or special interests, well, they're only doing what you're allowing them to do. That's it. And how do they do that? They get you talking about the wrong things. That's why you have a Rush Limbaugh. That's why you have a just all these other Sean Hannitys, pillow hands. That's why you have the Becks. That's why you have these big-name show hosts that are on the radio. Folks, they just take whatever bone that's thrown to them, and they keep talking about the branches on the tree. How come the Constitution is never talked about? How come the Bible is never talked about? It may be referenced somewhere in there, but you know what? Every once in a while, this president does it too. That's only to blindside the American people. See, if they get you asking the wrong questions or on the wrong path, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? And this is what they've been doing since I've been in existence. And to be quite frank with you, I'm tired of it. I'm simply tired of it. Now, friends, I'm going to get back to the message that I have been given across the country. People are gobbling it up. We've been busy over the last 2.5 months since we started our tour. We're booked all the way up until January, and there's an opening, I believe, in January. Jake just emailed me and said he doesn't know that anything's solidified yet in Florida, but we are opening up January, February, March right now, which will probably just take a couple weeks to book it out. But if you'd like us to come there and share the Sons of Liberty's message with you, it's very awesome. Young people love it. Principals loved it. College students loved it. The professors loved it. Anybody that loves truth and wants restoration and reformation, they're going to love the message. And I guarantee you this one thing, they'll never get bored. I can go on for 3 hours and you can hear a pin drop. It's like a bunch of cows looking at a new gate, having a little fun, but it's true. Friends, if you'd like to book the Sons of Liberty, it's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, if you'd like to book us. And now's the time to do it, friends. Rest assured, because I don't want you to call me next week and say, well, can we do something here? And I'm going to say, I tried to tell you that last week. That's how quick, well, like a bunch of pancakes on a grill. Get them off because they're hot. Really, that's really what's going on. And friends, phone lines today are inaccessible. I'm sorry about that, but they are. I'm broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks here in Eagan, and they have a different phone line, and I don't want to convince or confuse everybody. So therefore, not to confuse everybody, I want to stick to who we are, what it is that we do, and what our lines are, okay? So we'll be back to business on Monday. And friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, I'm sorry. And if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Now let's get back to this. As a republic, friends, you have rights given unto you by God. Man does not give them to you. Remember what John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s? He said, hey, rights don't come from the generosity of the state. They come from the hand of God. He's exactly right on the money. As a democracy, you have privileges given you by the state, generally under a dictatorship of some form. Especially to those out in Maryland right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Your governor is out of line in that state, majorly, majorly, majorly. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, said this, rightly, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, I have people say this to me, too. I just seen someone post something the other day. Oh, you know, Bradley Dean wants a theocracy. He wants a theocracy. I'm telling you what, he wants a theocracy, man. Wait a second. Let me ask you something. I had an atheist one time call up the radio show and say, hey, you know what? You keep talking about this. You know, this is one nation under God, and it's a republic, and you know, we're all ruled by the same laws, and, you know, I'm an atheist, really. Say, well, you know how to confuse an atheist, right? Just ask him where he came from. Or if you want to get to some serious business and ask him some serious questions, ask him how he makes the distinction between that which is right and that which is wrong. That's all you have to ask him. So I asked my little atheist phone caller. I said to him, hey, brother from another mother, let me ask you the question. So is it wrong to steal in this country? The atheist on the other line says, yeah, well, yes, against the law. I said, who told you that? I said, my daddy told you that, didn't he? Yeah, it's in Exodus chapter 20. Yeah, thou shalt not steal. Yeah, that's number 8 of the Ten Commandments. I said, is it wrong to kill, my atheist friend? He said, well, yeah, it's wrong to kill. I said, well, who told you that? I said, our Mosaic Institution, right? The Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Who told you that? My daddy told you that, didn't he? My father told you that, yeah, yeah. You can't kill, thou shalt not kill is number 6. You can't covet either. You can't have eminent domain. You can't just go do what you want to do and just take whatever belongs to others and make it your own, right? No, you can't do that. I said, who told you that? You know, we can't dishonor our parents neither. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You can't just go commit adultery. That's against the laws of our republic too, friends. But who told you that? God told you that. Let me ask you another question, friends, just to answer some questions that I know that people are thinking. Let me ask you the question. What is everybody complaining about with this administration? He's a liar. He's a thief. That defines out to be a criminal. He's responsible for a lot of dead people. That would make it murder. He advocates abortion. Proverbs 6 says, "Thou shalt." That God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Exodus 20 says, "Thou shalt not kill." That's the sixth commandment. That makes it a criminal. That makes it a murderer, right? Okay, everybody's complaining about this administration for law breaking. What does that make him? It makes him criminals. But whose laws is he breaking? He's breaking God's laws. That's what makes our common law, which is based on the Mosaic Institution. That's why you see Moses everywhere. That's why you see God on your money. That's why you see God in the Pledge of Allegiance, which was added in 1954. But that's why you see Moses and the Ten Commandments on the Supreme Court building. That's why you see Christian crosses over the heads of our dead brothers and sisters at Arlington Cemetery. That's why you see Praise Be to God on top of the Washington Monument. That's why you see Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell. See, friends, that's who we are. That's where we came from. It's God that gave law. Well, we're a theocracy. Call it what you want to call it. God told us what's right and what's wrong. And if we're not going to listen to man's or God's Ten Commandments, then we're going to listen to man's 10,000. And you're complaining about man's 10,000 commandments, are you not? Yes. Get back to God's Ten Commandments. They're pretty simple. And it's not hard to obey those that you love. It's not hard to obey God when you love him because you see what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. That's how easy it really is. Folks, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to come back. We're going to keep rolling here, friends, as long as the time is allotted.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of Liberty got Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I'm doing is sharing a message, about a quarter of a message that I've been given across the country. And, folks, again, if you'd like to book us, now is the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. Looking into January, February, and March. 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to have us lay over for 3 days, I can give you the whole message. That's how much content there really is. Now, let's get back to this, friends. Thomas Jefferson said this. Now, I know that you're probably going to say, whoa, this kind of shocks me a little bit that Thomas Jefferson said this, due to the fact that I've been told by all the revisionists are those that are trying to tear down the forefathers and recreate them in their own image. Thomas Jefferson said, the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Whoa, really? The B-I-B-L-E-O, that's the book for me, said Thomas Jefferson. Is the cornerstone for American liberty. Freedom, friends. Freedom. Back to the coined phrase, lines between church and state. The way that you've heard it is from the American Civil Liberties Union. The founder, Roger Baldwin, said the end of the ACLU is communism. And if you want to find lines between church and state, well, just look into their doctrine, friends. It's found in Article 52 of the USSR. It's communism, just like Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, had quoted. Why is everybody running from the ACLU? Lines between church and state, friends. Everything I'm sharing with you right now, grandpa and grandma were taught in public schools. You couldn't even graduate a Bible course unless you graduated from the Bible course in 1946. Remember 1962 when you look in history, friends? Everybody used to pray in public schools. Remember that? Yeah? You know, you get some of these politicians that were in school back then, and yeah, we used to pray in school. Oh, really? So what changed now, Mr. Politician, besides your hypocrisy and your allegiance to the American people? You're a traitor, and it's treacherous what you have done. You've been unfaithful in your alliances with our Constitution. You're a criminal. But yet you hear these politicians that used to have to know George Washington's farewell address, talking about religion and morality, and those that used to pray, and those that used to have to go through their Bible exams before they could graduate public schools in America. Now they're saying, well, we can't violate church and state. Really, where did you hear that from? Folks, pulling out politicians is a lot of fun because really what it comes down to, they don't know what the Constitution says because they've never read it. They're not in it for the people. They're in it for themselves. And if you're dealing with that in your state, friends, deal with them. Point your finger at him, call him up for who he is, and deal with him. Get him removed. It's that simple. That's how you regain ground, friends. Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States of America, as was he the president of public schools. And the real question is why do we have public schools, right? That's true. Well, the church relinquished that as well. They forfeited that right, and they gave it over to the state because the church didn't want to take responsibility before God because of prosperity. See, in their prosperity, they forgot God. But Thomas Jefferson was the president of public schools as well. And the two books, friends, that were suggested by Thomas Jefferson, the Bible and Watts hymnals, Christian songs, friends. Well, I never heard that. I know. That's what I'm doing on the radio, friends. Listen to Alexander Hamilton. He said, for on my own part, I sincerely esteem it. Speaking of the Constitution. A system which without the finger of God, said Alexander Hamilton. How did God give the Ten Commandments, friends? With his finger. And he inscribed it on stone. Alexander goes on. A system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Now, friends, I had a guy on the radio one time say to me, Bradley, you know, what's your opinion? It's WCCO in Minneapolis, Chad Hartman. I said to him, Chad, my opinion matters no more than yours does. I said, and therein lies the problem. I said, the problem is that everybody's got their opinion outside of being rooted in the same principles the way that we used to be. And now we figure out why we're all divided one against another. Those that are destroying the country from the inside out, man, they're succeeding, aren't they, folks? Through your ignorance. And when you look in Scripture, friends, you can see that the tares sowed by the enemy were sowed while men slept. William Blackstone, commentary on the laws of English common law, he said this. He's responsible for English common law. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Man, they're talking about those that are behind the scenes during the foundation of our country. Again, Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That coined phrase right there, friends, will liberate anybody that doesn't understand. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. It's that simple. I don't have liberty to violate the laws of our republic, friends, especially those that serve we the people. They do not have the liberty to break the law. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Why? France, their revolution over 10 years after American Revolution, are into their 15th constitution, yet America, we still have one. Brazil's into their 7th. America, yet we still have one constitution. Poland, their 6th. Afghanistan, their 5th. Russia, their 4th constitution since 1918, yet we're still into our 1st. Sources from our founding era, 15,000 writings analyzed. I love this. 3,154 quotations and sources, all found to be derived by and from the Bible through our founding forefathers. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. Separation of powers, Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws all come from the Bible, friends. Leviticus 19:34. The president must be a natural-born citizen. No wonder why this guy in the White House doesn't want you reading the Constitution. No wonder why he says we're no longer a Christian nation. He don't want you to read the Bible, neither. Well, it's all derived from Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness in capital punishment is from Deuteronomy 17:6. You know, we've all heard this one from Gandhi. You know, if it's an eye for an eye, it's going to be an eye for an eye, said Gandhi. Then you know what? The whole world's going to be blind. No, no, no. Wait a second. Let's put it into perspective, Gandhi. It's an eye for an eye, wound for a wound, blow for blow, injustice. In other words, if you don't want somebody doing to you what you don't want them doing it to you, or doing to you, then don't do it to them. That's called the golden rule. Friends, we have to get back to common sense when it comes to the issues of right and wrong. Witnessing capital punishment, you live in a system now where the communists show more compassion to those that murder. See, they need the scoundrels. You have to understand that. Or you live in a system now, friends, where they say, you know, three strikes and you're out. It's not even an innuendo, friends. What are they implying? They are implying to a new generation, go ahead and commit crimes two times, but on the third time, we're going to bring the hammer down. No, what happens when we don't tolerate crime at all? Well, that shows you who really loves their country. When a judge enforces to the extent of the law what he's allotted, according to God's law, I guarantee you what's going to happen is he's going to use that individual as a subject matter to lay out or to exemplify a principle that, listen, if this man wants to kill, then there's witness and capital punishment on his behalf. Once America knows that that is the final blow, if you kill, you're going to be killed, just like they used to do back in the 1800s. Friends, you're not going to have murder. You're not going to have it within your system. In certain countries where they have certain laws that if you commit certain crimes and it's zero tolerance for those crimes, they don't have issues. Remember back in the 90s, I believe it was Korea, there was a kid that was spray painting on the walls over in Korea. I believe it was Korea. I'll stand corrected if I'm in error. It was either Korea or China, but I believe it was Korea. But he was spray painting on all the walls. Well, he was busted by that government. And he was an American. And what he did is he made an appeal to the President of the United States when he was busted for his crime over in Korea for spray painting on their walls. Because that government said, we're going to cane him. It's the best thing Bill Clinton ever did was ignore that kid's plea. Because I guarantee you, after that kid was caned, he'll never spray paint another building in all of his life. You see what I'm talking about? Some countries, if you drink and drive right away, they put you in front of a firing squad. Well, some might say that's really harsh, but let me ask you something, friends. What about the 11,000 people that are slaughtered on streets from individuals that don't understand what don't drink and drive means? What, the innocent are supposed to pay the price, but the guilty are not? And don't sit there and tell me how sick he is, neither. He made a choice. Let me get back to my point. Isaiah 33:22, three branches of government, tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24, republicanism, as I said probably two or three times now, Exodus 18:21. Friends, we are where we're at today because of what America tolerates. And again, as I said, and as I've been saying over the last hour and a half, we are not a democracy, we are a republic, and we are ruled by law, not by what the mass says. And by the way, friends, they don't even have the mass. When I use the numbers, 1.7% of the population, I really mean that. Less than 1.7% of the population are in bed, literally, with this administration, willfully destroying the republic as you know it. They want to destroy it. And why would they? Because they don't want to be ruled by law. But what they don't realize is they're on the same boat. And that's exactly where America is at today. So in saying that, I'm just trying to jump forward a little bit, folks, for the sake of time. I talk about the media and the lies in the media. I want to tell you this, too. Charles Carroll said this, and he was exactly right. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, those that decry the Christian religion, friends, he said, those are the people that are undermining the foundations of who we are as a people and the United States of America. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about the price paid for your liberty so you'll understand why we need to stand up and fight against this ideology that America's up against right now. And folks, it's not hard and it's not complicated. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley, Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley and Jake. Jake, the other guy, is not with us right now. He is in, actually in another state enjoying himself with his family, and rightly so. Aside of that, that means when I'm saying this, he's listening to me right now, and he's going to get me a bigger present than what he initially thought he was going to get me, right? So it's going to be at least like $300 worth of presents this time now, Jake, now that I said that, if you're listening to me. But aside of that, friends, talking about the Constitution, talking about the price paid now. Why am I so adamant about what I do? Over the last week, I played my testimonial. You know, the greatest miracle God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, make him holy, and set him back into that unholy situation. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and the weak things to confound that which is mighty. And if God so chose me to do that, friends, I want him to be honored. I want him to be glorified because it's his. It belongs to him. All honor belongs to him because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is. He's not going to be. He already is. He already defeated the enemy over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. It is finished. He already won the war. I just need to obey the commander, the captain of my salvation. Let's talk about the price paid here. The oath taken by our veterans before they serve our country goes as follows. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means right here, friends, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm upon to enter in. So help me God.
Daniel Webster said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. Wow. That's pretty crazy. But it shows you the blessings that are on America. Friends, we hear this all the time. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America. Well, let me just put it into perspective for you. God has blessed America. Now let's bless God, America, and respond to his commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. That was Jesus in the New Testament, friends. And just keep in mind, we obey because we love. You know, I like when people say, you know, that's legalism. Really? Really? You know, who taught you that? The professed Church of America. Why? Because the pastor didn't want to obey God. That's why. He wanted to create a bunch of sheep that looked just like him. Perverted sheep. When my kids listen to me, they don't listen to me because they hate me, guys. They listen to me because they love me. At least I hope they love me. Those that listen to me, I'm so harsh, but I hope that you understand real love, that we're to grow up in him in love. And that's a straight and narrow and difficult is the way of love. I like when people say to me, Bradley, you're so narrow-minded. Thank you. Well, that means I'm getting through the door then, doesn't it? You're going to hit the wall with your iniquity and your lawlessness, and you ain't going to make it in. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and the Bible says, few be there that find it. It's work, and we have to strive to enter in. But once again, when you love, it's not work, friends. When you love and you're thankful, it's not work at all. It's gratitude. Did you know that the signers of the Declaration of Independence, five signers were captured by the British as traitors? And by the way, King George called them terrorists. They were tortured before they died. Two lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had two sons captured. Nine of the 56 fought and died from wounds of hardships or the Revolutionary War. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. John Hart's fields were laid to waste, and for more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Morrison Livingston suffered the similar fates. These are your signers, friends. This is the price paid for the liberties that you now have today. You know, one of the things that I'll ask students when I do high school assemblies or when I'm doing this event in your backyard, I'll ask the people, so how many in this room, because I've already asked if you knew the Constitution, and for the most part, nobody knew it. They laughed about it. And I said, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. How many in this room have uncles, aunts, moms, dads, grandpas, grandmas, cousins, so on and so forth, that have served in foreign wars, that served in our military, fighting, bleeding, and some even dying to give us freedom? 85% of the hands go up in the room without fail, friends. I'll say, you mean they sacrifice for the freedoms? They sacrifice for the liberties? They gave you the privileges to be in the freest nation in the world, and you don't even know what they fought, bled, and died for? Boy, that's shameful. My grandpa was in World War I. Did you know that 116,516 men and women died ratifying the Constitution of the United States that you don't even know, America? My uncle was in World War II. 405,399 men and women died ratifying the Constitution that most Americans have never read, the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. That's shameful. Did you know my dad was in Korea picking up body parts? I never knew my dad, by the way. He was picking up body parts in Korea. Did you know that 36,516 Americans bled the battlefield red to ratify the Constitution of the United States that most Americans don't even know? America, you read the Constitution, then the fight begins. because then you're going to know who your enemy is. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. 58,151 Americans bled, fought, and died to ratify the Constitution that most people don't even know. They've never read it before. Iraq and Afghanistan, 7,700 Americans fought, bled, and died, and they're still coming back in boxes, friends. And most Americans have never read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, or their Constitution. Well, I got a question for you. Then what did they fight, bleed, and die for, friends? Let me be transparent with you. When I go to Arlington Cemetery, I go to Washington, D.C., Arlington Cemetery is on my mind the whole time. And I'll go out into that field, and I'll go there in a silent moment, and Jake, the other guys on the other side, looking at all the sacrificial family members that someone gave up to give us the freedoms. I'm over there saying, Lord, I hope I'm doing the best that I can do for you, because I'm striving. I want to make sure that these boys are honored, Lord, for what they gave unto me. And the way that I can do that is magnify the laws in which they died establishing. You know, if you want to change the prisons, friends, you want to change the younger generation, show them the price paid for their freedoms. And when you bring them to Arlington Cemetery or to a veteran memorial, it's all over for the enemies of this country. Not until then. This is why they ignore it. Not by accident, on purpose. You know, I was one time at Guthrie, Iowa. Old man was sitting there, and I walked up to him, totally respected him, had kind of an unction that he served in World War II. I said to him, sir, were you in World War II? He said, I was. I said, can you tell me your story? I want to convey it to the young people of this generation. He said, well, when I got over into Germany, there was a company of 50. We left in a mortar tank. He said, three of us left, and we got hit by a mortar. And he said, all of his buddies got blown up right in front of him. And he said, when he came back to the company of 50, he said, they were all gone too. You know what he did, friends? He took his hand, he put it over his mouth, and his hand was shaking over his mouth. And he said, I just got to put it out of my mind. But you know what I say, friends? No way will I ever put it out of my mind. No way. No way. Said a bank in Plymouth pulled up. I seen Vietnam vets. Looked over. Guy rolled down his window. It's a black dude. I said, hey, you were in Vietnam? He said, I was. I said, sir, I just want to tell you, thank you for what you did for me over there in Vietnam. Vietnam was not your fault. That was Congress's fault. And that was the American people's fault to send you over there in the first place. Tears well up in his eyes. They always want to tell you their story, friends. And I always want to sit there and listen. Had another guy in Missouri. It was at a Ponderosa. And I seen Tank 2 on a guy's hat. And I kind of kneeled down to him. I wanted to show him respect. I put my hand in his hand and I said, I see Tank 2 on your hat. You were in World War II. He began to tell me a story. I said, well, sir, I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for what you did for me. Because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here right now. He came out waving his hat back and forth saying thank you. His wife came up to the singer and said, you know what? Nobody's ever told my husband thank you one time since 1944. Folks, I love you. I'll talk to you on Monday. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.